We're just seconds away from a conversation about Market Day Iowa with our friend Kat Rocketship. This is an amazing event that takes place this Friday where you can shop dozens of indie craft masters. Stay with us and learn more about the 10th annual Market Day Iowa hitting Des Moines this Friday. Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of the Iowa Business Journals. Ideas, strategy, and news for and about Des Moines area small to mid-sized businesses delivered each month in the western suburbs directly to businesses. Learn more at iowabusinessjournals.com.
Insight on Business the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aurion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealestateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys have clicked through again today with us on a return visit, is Kat Rocketship. And Kat Rocketship, of course, is one of the brain people behind something called Market Day. And Kat and I have had this discussion for, well, years. Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
How many years has Market Day been going on?
This is our 10th year, which a little bit... that's crazy. I'm just now old enough where I can say that I have a project that's 10 years old. It feels pretty great.
Let's tell folks what Market Day is before, so they have a good idea.
Yeah, backing up. Market Day is, I like to say it's the biggest indie craft show in Des Moines. Just maybe
macrame.
Yeah. Actually, we do have some macrame.
Get out of here.
We do. It's macrame's made a comeback. Macrame, really? So it's like the weaving of like hemp fibers and things into plant holders and beautiful wall decorations. It was very big in the 70s and 80s, and now it's made this beautiful modern comeback where some people are using some of the same patterns, and some people are updating or creating their new patterns. So we've got a vendor called Teal Tady, who is coming to Black Friday with their macrame designs, and they're beautiful. They're like,
get out of here. See, I just put that in there as a slap across the head.
Yep.
Because that's what many people think of when they think of indie crafts. Mm-hmm. They go, my grandmother's macrame.
Yeah.
But it's making a comeback.
And it's beautiful. It's amazing. Like super hip. It's the new thing. Everything old is new again.
So when you talk about indie craft,
That
has got to be a wide berth of stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like the key word, the code word for like, I mean that it's cool. So indie crafters are people who sell on Etsy, which is really anything. You can be selling handmade pennants or screen printed shirts or jewelry made in any way, whether it's smithed or assembled or made out of animal bones, which all exist and have come to Market Day. Or it can be kind of more traditional stuff like decoupage, art, and things like that. We've got bookmakers, people who take vintage books and make them into Daphne Savers and paper cake creations have been with us since the beginning.
I think so.
The whole 10 years. And she takes vintage books and makes them into notebooks and journals and things like that. So we really have a wide range of things. A lot of knitters, so you can get your knit hats and things like that for the winter.
And what's nice about this, from a business side, is this is supporting really ultra-local folks that are out there doing these things, these fantastic gift, one-of-a-kind gift ideas that you're not going to find at the local big box store or even some other retailers.
Yeah. Most of our makers are artists. You can only get their stuff in person at Market Day. A lot of them have Etsy stores. But what's cool is that it is a launching pad for businesses to grow from. In a few ways, it's become a place for people to sort of test designs for their markets, test like messages for their audiences. I use that. I just sent in an order for 12 different new drawings as prints, bringing them to Market Day. I'm going to see what does the best, and I'll take them to the rest of my holiday shows. But also people use it to build their audience. They use it to just make money and then eventually go on and open brick and mortars. Like a number of our vendors have also opened shops or gone on to sell with much, much bigger shops or consign or wholesale with shops across the country. So it's this like wonderful, I think of it as like a laboratory for people to grow their creative life out of.
Well, consumers then can go and feel, touch, taste, and smell this stuff that you can't really do online, and you can't, you know, and it may be included in a retail store, brick and mortar, someplace else, but not in your local area. So it's called Market Day. It happens on the Friday after Thanksgiving.
That's right.
This is not Black Friday. This is Market Day Friday. And so it's a vast difference. If you were to just think about this as a business opportunity or a business culture, if you would, would people be surprised at how many folks are doing these types of indie crafts, arts, and items out of their homes or studios or whatever?
It's an amazingly large world. And a great number of people have been starting these businesses for about the last, 15 years, as they have always. This has always been a part of culture. But, since the internet came around and sort of enabled us to learn skills from each other across vast distances and also be able to sell on places like Etsy and our own sites and things like that. Yeah, there's such a huge number of people. And what's really interesting to me is that it's overwhelmingly female. Most of these business owners are women. And, It's at a 10-to-1 ratio. Maybe we have two male vendors, I think, at Market Day this year. And lots of men help their partners, but most of these business people are women, and that's just so unusual in the world. And they're making a wide variety of stuff too. I love that you can't always look at the goods and guess the gender of the person. I tried to do that the other night.
Did you?
Yeah, I was looking for a few people to feature in an article, and they had to be women. And so I was going through our photo list and trying to guess the maker's gender, and I was like, this is impossible. Can't do that.
And the wide variety of people that take part in Market Day, which is on Saturday.
Friday.
It's on Friday, the
November 23rd.
Right. It was getting it confused with Shop Small, which is on Small Business Saturday is on Saturday. But this is on Friday. Are from all over, the Midwest? How many... talk a little bit about where are these people from?
Yeah, our makers come from all over the Midwest, mostly from Iowa, but also from Nebraska, Minnesota, Illinois, Wisconsin, Kansas, and Missouri. So I'm pretty sure all of those are represented this Friday. They have definitely been in the past.
You know, when we talk about 10 years of Market Day, we have to put this in some historical context at the same time, because that means you would have started this in 2008.
Yep. That's correct.
And what was going on in 2008?
Holy cow, I love this context. We had the housing market crash. We had a lot of people coming out, a lot of young people coming out and trying to find jobs and not finding jobs, who then turned to the creative market to support themselves. Or it was sort of like, well, I'm not going to get a job anyway, so why not try living my dream?
And what did that end up doing? It created businesses.
A boom of small businesses. A lot of our artists have been vending with us for the whole 10 years, like Daphne Sayers. And they started then when they were laid off or had just gotten out of college and couldn't get a job. That's not true for everybody, but that was true for a lot of our people in this realm, this creative small business realm. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's an interesting historical perspective, I think, on Market Day. What about individuals and that have been part of Market Day in the past? Have they, I don't know if it's the right word, graduated? And have they opened up brick and mortar? And have they now been, are they being carried by retail centers in places outside of their own indie world?
Yeah, absolutely. Before I even answer that, I want to also give some more context. We're actually older than Small Business Saturday. We started before American Express started Small Business Saturday, but it's kind of been this lovely meme that's taken over culture and everybody knows about it. And I love that we're a little bit older than it. 2 years, I think. We've had a number of people graduate and open brick and mortars It's also interesting because we have this wonderful new setup of Mainframe Studios in Des Moines,
There's an interesting thing that has happened just recently, Mainframe Studios, and how has that increased the opportunity?
It's so good. So Mainframe have a couple hundred studios, I think, more than 100, in one building, the old Quest building on Kiowa in downtown Des Moines. It just opened up last year. It's amazing for so many reasons. One is that it just gathers people together in a way that Des Moines hasn't had before. They have First Fridays every month all year round, and they're busy every month all year round. So they're kind of like doing the job we always find important, which is like training people to shop locally and shop creative goods that don't come out of factories, basically. But also, like, a number of our artists who probably never would have opened their own brick and mortar store sell out of their mainframe studio. So like Red Door Press, Letterpress Collective, they probably never would have rented a shop front, but they have like a primo spot on the first floor in Mainframe Studio and make bank. John Bosley, who started Market Day, was his first ever event, now has this massive poster and t-shirt screen printing business with these beautiful original designs, has the bay across from Red Door Press, and is also just making bank all the time with his space there. And we also have people who sell at shops across all over the world with their stuff. Like, I ship my things to China, to the UK, everywhere.
Well, with the addition of Mainframe Studio and more people getting into this, jurying who comes to Market Day has gotten, I would suspect, a bit more difficult.
Yeah, more fun.
Yeah.
More fun. Yeah, we get to kind of wade through lovely new applications, but from people we haven't met yet, and then also try to be loyal to the people who've been with us the whole time, right, and who we know our shoppers love. And then we are also, the really hard part is trying to have a variety of goods and not get like too many jewelry vendors that are exactly the same, but also have like jewelry super popular, so have enough different jewelry vendors. So we do, we have people who kind of like assemble individual jewelry parts that they buy. We have people who repurpose stuff that you never would imagine to make into jewelry, spoons and locker tags and things like that. We have people who are silversmiths and just make everything 100% original. We have people who do wire wrapping, which is its whole own art form. So like, we look for, that's the best part about jurying to me, is like we spend a lot of time trying to make sure we can represent all the different ways you can make a painting, all the different ways you can make children's clothes, things like that. Yep.
So we're talking with Kat Rocketship, one of the originators of Market Day. And I think this is all really interesting conversation, because the other thing I think about Market Day is that it is an event to go to linger. Because it's just not, you're going to go to this department, get what you need. No, you get to really experience and then communicate with the people that are making things, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. As a maker and as somebody who has a booth there, I don't care about making sales at Market Day. Like, my favorite part about, that's not totally true, but yeah, my favorite part about Market Day is it's the time to talk to people. It's really the only show I do in the community anymore. And so like, it's like catching up with people I haven't seen since Spring Market Day, or it's meeting new people who saw my art online and they have questions about it. Like, I draw a lot of hands with more than five fingers, and so that's maybe my most common question. People just walk up to my booth, they just march right up and they say, "Hey, are you Kat?" And I say, "Yes." And they say, "I have a question. Why does your hand in this drawing have seven fingers instead of five?" And we talk about it. And we talk a lot, like, some of my work deals with gender and things like that. And so people come up and ask questions about it. And I feel so integrated into a community of creatives, whether those people are making things or not, when that happens. And so that's the lovely part of Market Day, is getting to visit each booth, ask questions, get really curious about why this person had this crazy idea and committed it to paper.
Now, before we get out of this, we need to underscore the fact that this isn't just for hippy dippies that want to. This is a real deal for people from all walks of life and backgrounds, so that they can come and experience something really very different. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a really, so we have a kind of a good crew of people who selects artists, and we try to select people who we know are just going to be cool and popular. Like, we want people to come into Market Day and just come away feeling like, wow, I didn't know people this cool lived in the Midwest, kind of, period. Like, I just want to feel wowed by people. So there are some people who have some crazy works. I'm one of them. I pretty much 100% draw skeletons. But there's also some people who have just wonderful, beautiful work. We have a photographer coming this year named Brian Conley, who just does these beautiful pictures of wildlife around Iowa that it's like he makes friends with the animals and then asks them to stand still. Like, it's super approachable and also super moving. It's great, but it's something that I would recommend to anybody to check out.
Now, this is taking place where?
It is at the Atrium at Capitol Square at 400 Locust Street in downtown Des Moines from 9 to 5 on Friday the 23rd.
That's not a lot of time, but I can guarantee you, you're listening to this, a lot of time went into putting this together, and a lot of time goes in after the event as well. What about age levels of people? Kids welcome and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, this is a super good family event. I like to just share because the testimony's the best. A lot of people have told us over the years that this has become their family Black Friday tradition. They bring the kids down, they bring their mom down, they bring their grandmom down. It's really, there's something there for everybody. We have toys, we have, again, artists to talk to. We're happy to talk to anybody of all ages. It's a good event for all.
It's a fun time. Yeah. It really is. And having been there, I think for each one of the 10 years.
So.
Yeah, I think so. And it's grown.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it used to be a little place. I remember it was at the Papa John Center one time, and there was maybe a hallway.
That was our second Black Friday.
Yeah. And then it went over to Randolph? No.
The Kirkwood
Hotel. And now it's at the Atrium over at Capitol Square. Yeah. Good stuff. It is all on the Friday before Small Business Saturday, the Friday after Thanksgiving. And you are invited to attend. We will have links to a market day up on the radio blog so you can see more about this. Kat, thanks for doing this again.
My pleasure.
Once again, that was Kat Rocketship from Market Day, Iowa. Listen, you gotta go. You just gotta go. This is one of the most fabulous things. We've been doing this for 10 years, and it is a wonderment. It is on Friday, and we will have links to Market Day, Iowa up on our radio blog. Stay with us. There's more to come on the Business News Hour.